I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one game on their minds, Sword Quest. Because the company had promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared, leading to one of the biggest controversies in 80s pop culture. I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades. Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we have a lot. There is a lot. We are apparently entering into the billionaire wars. I'll get to that in a second. I'll get back to these calls of the three questions you would ask someone when you were speed dating to see whether or not they were getting the hook. 877-377-4373. All that and much, much more. This one says, Truth Sage Oracle, Jesse the Humility Expert. Elon Musk, the South Africa-born, looks like he will defend our First Amendment better than Congress and many politicians of America. How ironic. Some of those politicians should be embarrassed and ashamed that Musk might protect our Constitution better than they do now. I bring that up in conjunction with this. Jeff Bezos, remember Jeff Bezos, the second richest man in the world. I think he was number one before he got the old divorce, and now his wife quickly climbed the ranks. Jeff Bezos suggests China could have leverage over Musk. These two people hate each other. Keep that in mind. There's a lot of hatred there. There's a lot of history there. Jeff Bezos also wanted to go to space and do all that stuff Elon Musk is doing. And I think he's already doing some of it. Elon just did it bigger and better than Bezos ever did. And I know what you're probably thinking. The same thing I'm thinking. Okay, both of you guys are swimming in oceans of money. Your private jets and private yachts. What are you complaining about anything for? That's not how people like this think. They don't think like that. That's one. Two, we have this odd era, and it's going to be a really crappy era. It's fine. What are we going to do? We're going to smile and laugh through it, but it's an odd era we're going into, just like the late Roman Republic before they became an empire ruled by emperors. We were in this odd era where we're going to have to constantly pick sides. And our guy is going to be fighting their guy. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen. We're going to constantly have leaders arise. Our leaders will always be imperfect because man is imperfect. Some of them might be a lot more than imperfect. We might have some flat out bad guys on, quote, our side. And we're just going to get stuck in this endless cycle of us backing our guy and them backing their guy. But what are we going to do? We need people regardless of whether they're perfect or not, to take their stance on things. Things like we brought up earlier, the FBI, the administrative state. This is Christopher Wray.
Violence against law enforcement in this country is one of the biggest phenomenons that I think doesn't get enough attention. Last year, officers were being killed at a rate of almost one every 5 days. An alarming percentage of the 73 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty last year were killed through things like being ambushed or shot while out on patrol.
They were killed because they were police officers.
Right. Wearing the badge shouldn't make you a target.
Wearing a badge shouldn't make you a target. That's what Christopher Wray says now. That is interesting. Well, this is the same Christopher Wray that has presided over all the January 6th abuse of those people. This is the same Christopher Wray whose FBI got down on a knee in front of the Black Lives Matter protesters. This is the same Christopher Wray who has said repeatedly, along with Merrick Garland, that the greatest threat to America is white supremacy. Well, there were 73 cops killed last year. That's the highest number since 1975. Do you know how many of those 73 cops were killed by white supremacists? Zero. And yet he sits down and talks about the target on cops' back. Loser, you have done everything in your power to empower the Black Lives Matter scumbags who are out there either killing cops themselves or inspiring other people to do so. And now that cops are dying in droves, you're going to be Mr. Cop? No, 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 no. You have dedicated your organization to fighting the right wing. I still can't believe this guy was Trump's appointee, my word. But you have dedicated your organization to fighting the right wing. Everyone can see it now. I remember right after he was appointed as head of the FBI, he was getting asked a lot, hey, are you gonna clean up the FBI? What are you going to do? Are you going to clean up the FBI? And I'll never forget it. I'll have to dig up the article. Christopher Wray said, well, it's my job to protect the FBI. What? My job to protect the FBI? Oh, and speaking of protecting people from the administrative state, something else just came up, and I guess it's time for Journalist Jesse.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Do you remember Dr. Birx? You probably do. Dr. Birx was the one who was standing right by Dr. Fauci as those two public health experts took their turns destroying the United States of America with insane lockdowns, stand 6 feet away from people, close your business, so on and so forth. Dr. Birx is no longer in the government or in the role she used to be. Why? Because she very famously stood up behind a microphone and told you, don't you dare travel to meet with extended family for Thanksgiving, it's too dangerous, and then promptly got off the podium, went and got on a plane, and partied with her entire extended family for Thanksgiving. This was discovered, she resigned in disgrace. Now, that's not what's breaking news. You know all that. You know what is what's breaking news? This is from Axios. Dr. Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, told reporters Monday she would have liked to have seen the U.S. introduce stricter restrictions like Italy did to prevent COVID-19. Quote, I wish that when we went into lockdowns, we looked like Italy. When Italy locked down, I mean, people weren't allowed out of their houses. They couldn't come out but once every 2 weeks to buy groceries for 1 hour, and they had to have a certificate that said they were allowed. Americans don't react well to that kind of prohibition. I'm going to say something. You've heard me say it before. This is not going to shock you, unless you're new to the show. You may be new to the show, but this is not going to shock you. This woman has to be arrested. And I'm not saying that to be over the top or, oh, can you believe what Jesse said? Listen to me. Listen. The people who have abused you for the last 2 years. The people responsible for this inflation, the people responsible for the destruction of this nation, they are not sitting at home right now saying to themselves, oh, dang. Man, I messed up. You know what? We shouldn't have locked down. It's my fault. It's my fault. The people who destroyed this country, people like Dr. Birx, are sitting around right now totally convinced they did everything right and convinced the only reason it didn't work was they didn't get to do it hard enough to you. We have to have this woman and Fauci and many others arrested and put on trial, and we have to have it for the good of the nation. Because if we don't do that, if we don't get arrests and trials, the next time something comes, and I promise you, there will be a next time, because there's always a next time. The next time something comes, they're going to do it again. They are. They're going to do it again and again and again. And part of the reason these people are going to do it again is because they feel like they're gods. And another reason they're going to do it again is this. On top of their godlike feeling they have about themselves, they're going to do it again because they're going to look back at what happened to the last ones who did it. And they're going to see, well, they all retired, fat and happy, rich, country club, boats, on an estate somewhere. Why wouldn't I abuse my position and abuse the American people? If we do not make an example, if we do not start making it a habit in this country to make an example of public officials, that's politicians and bureaucrats, if we don't start placing these people on trial for the various misdeeds they commit, we are finished, because that gives them no incentive to stop doing it. We have to have Dr. Birx arrested. Dr. Fauci must be arrested. Walensky at the CNC must be arrested. Governors must be arrested. Otherwise, they're going to do it again. All right. We're going to get to these calls. I have a bunch of emails. We have a lot of fun still to have on the show. Now, somebody who was on our side the entire time, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. MyPillow has been out front the entire time fighting on our behalf, crushing their own business, costing themselves a fortune so they could fight for you and me about the election, about everything we care about. Go to MyPillow.com right now because they have a deal for you. Giza Dream Sheets, they're 60% off, 60. Go get yourself a couple sets. You already know I have a couple sets. I have two, so when one's in the wash, I can put the other one, the fresh set, on the bed. You're always rotating them. Now's the time to get two sets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Giza Dream Sheets can be had for as little as $39.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 1-800-845-0544. 800-845-0544.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and hey, I almost forgot. I have a bunch of emails to get to. That's my fault. Oh, some of you may remember, you longtime listeners may remember, Michael Malice used to come on all the time. And I get people asking me, where's Michael Malice? Where's Michael Malice? Michael Malice is blowing up and he's very busy. And every time I ask him, he's too daggone busy. But he wasn't too busy to come on my TV show. He's on my TV show tonight on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you've missed Malice and me riffing on things, he'll be there, 9 p.m. Eastern on the first TV. All right, let's get to some emails before I get back to these calls about what you do speed dating. Dear Fight Club Jesse, I do not have your extensive community college education. Could you explain to me how you are not allowed to pray in school, separation of church and state, but it is okay to promote LGBTQ? In my humble opinion, indoctrination is indoctrination in schools. It does not matter if it's religion or sexual preference. In light of LGBTQ, I think they should be able to say a prayer back into schools. What say you? Here's what I say. And listen, some of this stuff you may find upsetting, but it's important you understand. If you're upset by any of this stuff, I don't give a crap, because this is true. There's no such thing as separation of church and state in America. I know the communists have dumped that into the public lexicon. How about that for a word, Chris? Public lexicon. Daggone, that was awesome. That was for me, Chris. You know why? Because I'm the bomb. What? Oh, that wasn't bad. Don't shut off the mic. I won't make that joke again, I promise. All right, anyway. I know it's been put into the public lexicon that separation of church and state is something we have here. That's not a thing that exists at all. In fact, in the 17 and 1800s in America, various states, many, many states, actually established churches in this country. Established churches in their state. Separation of church and state is something that Thomas Jefferson once wrote to a friend in a letter. It's a little blurb in a letter Thomas Jefferson wrote, and somehow people think this is now public policy. Church and state being separated is not possible. Why? Again, you may find this offensive, and again, I don't give a crap. This is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. Nations have religions. All of them do. Whether they be gigantic, powerful nations like ours, or a tiny little village in the Australian outback somewhere. Wherever you go, you will find a religion. Why? Because man is made to worship. And on top of everything else, if you want to just set that aside here, it allows you as a government to come up with some kind of moral code, and that's how you come up with your laws. I mean, how do we come up with all these laws in our country? They're all based on the Christian tradition, because we're a Christian nation founded by Christians. Doesn't mean you have to be a Christian. That's your business. We are a Christian country, period. Israel. Yeah, they have a religion. I don't know if you've noticed the big fat Star of David on the flag. All kinds of Muslim countries out there have a religion. There are all kinds of countries, especially in Latin America, that have Catholicism. Nations have religions. So do we. We allowed the communists to worm their way in, get their foot in the door under the guise of freedom and separation of church and state, and we somehow took that as take prayer out of schools? Take the Ten Commandments out of schools? Look, even if you're a card-carrying atheist, and as soon as this, as big as this show is, I'm sure there are a bunch of people of all different religions, including atheism, who are listening. Let me ask you something. If you're an atheist, let's say you don't believe in God, or maybe you hate him or whatever. I don't care. Again, that's your business. Which one of the Ten Commandments don't you want your kids following? Isn't that kind of universal? Hey, don't steal from your neighbor and don't kill anybody. Are any of those against your values? The truth is, we have allowed them to take advantage of words and take advantage of our good nature for a long time. Indoctrination? Let me tell you something. Every single child on the planet will be indoctrinated in something. There's no such thing as no indoctrination. You will immerse your child in your values, or they will immerse your child in their values. There is no such thing as neutrality. How did all the LGBTQ insanity worm its way into schools? Well, first we told people, you can't talk about God. Then we told people, you're a hateful bigot if you don't want to talk about this stuff. And because Americans aren't hateful bigots and don't like being called hateful bigots, they stepped aside and meekly said, okay, do whatever. And now we have a country full of turbo freaks teaching our kids.
To the conservative news source that wrote an article about me that seemed really focused on the flags I have in my classroom, there's a couple of things you missed actually in here. The first thing you missed is all 13 principles of the Black Lives Matter movement hung up at the top of my wall here, because I want my students to know that that flag is not just a decoration, but that we actually live out these principles in our everyday life. You definitely missed my smaller posters, including this one about getting vaccinated, about voting, all these ones I have from Jay Salazar that are Black historical figures. Man, you missed a lot, including some of the memorabilia and awards I've won as Michigan Teacher of the Year. But, like, go off about my flag.
We thought we could just be neutral. And that's okay, we'll all just aimlessly float, and then it'll be fine. And the truth is, I've done a show about this before, there's no such thing as neutrality when it comes to culture. Your culture will go in the direction it's pushed. And if you're not pushing that direction, they will. That's a fact. That is a fact. All right. What are the three questions you're going to ask speed dating Joanne in Jersey?
Oh, number one, do you like dogs? Because I have one. Number two, do you smoke? I don't. And number three, do you like listening to Gary Moore's music? Because you'll listen to a lot of it if you're dating me.
Hold on. Gary Moore. Joanne, don't yell at me. What did Gary Moore sing?
What? Gary Moore, M-O-O-R-E, electric guitarist. The best that ever lived.
Who do you play with? What band?
Originally he was with Thin Lizzy.
You know what? Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, yeah, a Thin Lizzy guitarist, that would make total sense. All right, I'm going to get to the rest of these phone calls, 877-377-4373. Somebody has a very important question about garlic bread, and someone's upset about men and women's sports. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We need more cowbell, Chris. We need more. That's the one of the great Saturday Night Live skits of all time. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's churn and burn through this thing because I have some serious questions to answer. Three questions. Speed dating. What are the three you're asking? Non-political. Kevin in New Hampshire, go.
All right. Do you own a liquor store? do you turn into a Jesse Kelly burger at midnight? do you look like your mother?
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Grady and San Diego, go.
Oh, yeah. 24-year retired Navy deep sea diver here.
Semper Fi, sir.
My questions were, where were you raised? What do you do for a living? And are you a Christian? Because honestly, if you're not a Christian, you're basically an atheist. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
Chris is dying over here, by the way. Cindy in Massachusetts, go.
Do you believe in abortion?
Okay.
First one. If you don't answer it, if you don't answer it right, I have no two other questions for you.
You know,
you're out of the water.
You know, that's a pretty, honestly, that's a pretty good one, especially for a dude, I would say, to ask a woman is, hey, what's your stance on abortion? Because look, I mean, if the worst happens, I mean, obviously you hope something like that doesn't, but what if she runs out and gets rid of that thing on you? That's your baby. You got to know that you're housing that bad boy in a good place. Naomi in Denver, go.
Hey, Jesse. First question is, do you believe in God or Jesus? Second question is, do you get outside anything from hiking to camping? And then third question is, obviously, do you listen to the Jesse Kelly Show? Hey, Chris.
Oh, gosh, I love you guys. Lori in Oregon, go.
Yes. Question one, are you a Christian? Question two, do you have any major addictions? And question three, are you an honest and hardworking person?
I like that. I would say the person with addictions would probably lie, but still, I respect it. Seth in St. Louis, go, boss.
Okay, one is, do you like hockey? Number two is, do you like heavy metal? Number three, now this is a deal breaker, and you might think to differ that it's political, but it's not. Are you a communist?
That's cheating, Seth. That's cheating. All right, let's get to some emails here. Dear Dr. Jesse, I've been listening to your show for some time now, and it certainly helps my long 12-hour graveyard shift go by much faster. I know you consider garlic bread one of, if not the best side to go with any food. Okay, hold on. It's not one of. It's the best side. There's no close second of any kind. Garlic bread goes with everything. Spaghetti, garlic bread. Eating some chicken wings, garlic bread. Having a cheeseburger, garlic bread on the side. Mexican food, you know what goes great with those enchiladas? Garlic bread. What, Chris? Yes, Chris, well, you can make the burger with garlic bread and have a side of garlic bread. Garlic bread goes with everything because garlic bread is the greatest thing in the history of the world. Anyway, she moves on and says, I agree with you. My question is, what is the best bread to use when making garlic bread? This past week, I was making it as a side, and I realized that I was out of my go-to, which is French bread, and I had no Texas toast, so I used ciabatta rolls. It turned out wonderfully because you really can't mess it up, but I was wondering about you being a food god. What do you think is the best bread to use to make this amazing side? Says I can say her name. Her name is Vanessa. Vanessa, you hang in there on that graveyard shift. 1, 2. I know I'm going to catch heat for this, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm bound by the truth, all right? Maria Salazar and I, we're bound by truth.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen. Thank you. Hamburger buns. Don't shake your head, Chris. Don't shake your head. Hamburger buns. And you can say brioche? I don't even know what that is, Chris. I don't even know what that is. That sounds French. And I'm sorry, but these, maybe you haven't heard, Chris.
You know, freedom is not free.
These colors don't run. All right. We don't do French bread here. We do hamburger buns here because I am white trash. I don't apologize for this at all. And it's gotten to the point, look, when I was a kid, if my mom brought home French bread to make garlic bread, maybe it was spaghetti night or something like that, I'd be upset. I would want the hamburger buns because whenever the hamburger buns were going bad, you didn't waste food, at least back then, she'd make garlic bread out of it. Now, get this, my kids, exact same thing. If I tell my sons I'm making garlic bread, they're like, oh, nice. And if they look and see it's not hamburger buns, you can see the air go out of them and they'll start complaining immediately. Oh, those aren't the good ones. My kids, they know. You know why? Because I'm raising men of taste, Chris. I'm raising men of taste, not brioche or whatever that stuff is. What was it? Brioche? Yeah, well, we don't eat that in this country. You know why?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why. Dear Jesse, we are a family with 9 grown children while raising them in Western Kansas on a farm. I bet you got 9 good kids, by the way. 7 of them are female. Well, you're also poor. All 7 competed well athletically in the smallest division of high schools in the state of Kansas. All 7 of them competed in sports either at junior college or small college level. Recent Kansas legislature passed SB 160, which is the Fairness in Women's Sports Bill. It states only biological females may compete. Our family wholeheartedly agreed with this bill. Our liberal Democratic governor, Laura Kelly, she says, I hope she's not related. No, she's not related. She vetoed the bill. Will it do any good to write the legislators and things like that? That's basically what she gets to in the end. She says, love the show. Says I can say her name. Her name is Virginia. Yes and no. Here's what I mean by yes and no. If you're dealing with a Democrat on this issue, the chances you're going to move them with an email or a phone call or a letter or something like that are really, really, really small. That's the bad news. The good news is this. There are a lot of weenie Republicans out there who are also pathetic on this issue, but they're so pathetic and useless that you can actually sway them and bend them to your will. You can. You don't have to just write emails. You don't have to just make phone calls. That's the beauty of the state power this country was set up on. You can go talk to your state legislator, your state representative, your state senator. He's not some guy that lives in a fancy townhouse in Capitol Hill. Your state representative very likely lives close to your neighborhood, if not in your neighborhood. Do you know his name? I'm not saying show up at his house, but his office is there too. He has an office probably close by to you. Here in Texas, you know what they do? It's wonderful. Texas, they have street signs out there that say, State Representative so-and-so, his office is right here. It's basically a little mini billboard. You want to get a hold of your state legislator? Here he is. He's in this building. Come talk to him. Go talk to him. Politicians are losers, remember, and weenies. You're the one with guts. Go talk to him and push him your way, all right? All right, we got this email, too. I love this one. I listened to your show on iHeart while at the gym. I used to give money to several charities until I realized their true intentions and poor record of giving. Thanks for your show. Thanks to your show, I now proudly donating on a recurring monthly basis to Tunnel to Towers and Task Force Dagger, he says. Not looking for an attaboy, just letting you know your show makes a difference. I would never have heard of those without your show. Well, listen, I have told you this a bunch before, and I spent a year in the nonprofit industry, and that was all I needed to know. It's really, really, really gross. And it's really gross in part, not just because of how they waste your money, but because of how they solicit that money. Oh, here's an email. Please donate to the Jesse Kelly Foundation so I can help widows and injured puppies. Just give us $50 a month and we'll help widows and injured puppies. And then you actually dig into the finances, and I'm sitting over here bringing in a cool million a year. And last year, maybe 10, 20 cents on every dollar actually went to the widows and puppies. That's not the exception. That's the norm. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. I don't want you to take my word for it. Go look up Tunnel to Towers in the charity ratings. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to Gold Star Widows. It goes to catastrophically injured veterans to get them a smart home. Your money goes where you want it to go. That's why I love them. They ask you for $11 a month. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up. Automatic, $11 a month. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I have to get to these emails, and I have headlines I didn't get to. I am hesitant to go to my friend Joaquin in Pennsylvania because apparently he wants to do some kind of audition. Joaquin, please, I can't even tell you how hesitant I am to take this. Go ahead, boss.
Okay, listen, this is my paradoxical honor application to be your co-host.
Okay.
He's got a golden voice. His name is Jesse Kelly, and he's loved everywhere he goes. He speaks the truth about busting the commies to save America on his radio show. Now it's all designed to blow Dome's mind, but her mind won't really be blown. Like the blow that will get her when she hears Joaquin Felix co-hosting Jesse Kelly radio show. Radio show. Take me out with the bolt-action rifle. And flush my ass down the toilet like buttery. Want to hear my...
Well done, Joaquin. Well done. You know what? That's putting in an effort right there. You know, that's putting in an effort, right? He earned it. At least he earned the rifle, Chris. He earned the rifle. Hey, Jesse. I'm a big fan, really enjoy the show, and I dig the history stuff so much. We did a bunch of history stuff last night. I can't help myself. It is awesome that you enlighten your audience with the knowledge of history. That was one of the things I always loved about Rush. Was you learned a lot listening to his show. I don't know that anyone learns anything listening to my show, Chris. You can email, though, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. My main reason for emailing you today is how much I enjoy it when you play the historical montage of the COVID BS that the scum lying left spewed forth regarding the vaccine. Oh, yeah, now that Dr. Birx has reared her ugly head again, I think it's only appropriate with all this talk about the danger of misinformation out there. Ooh, scary amounts of misinformation. Speaking of misinformation, let's remember the fact these people lied through their teeth to us for 2 years.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death. A booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
Plan is for every adult to get a booster shot.
Dangerous misinformation out there. Be careful, kids. You never know who's going to be lying to you next. Dear torchbearer of truth, on Monday you spoke about not understanding why communists want to be told what to think and do, correctly calling it voluntary slavery. I do understand it, and I'll try to explain. Thinking for yourself is difficult and frightening. In order to think for yourself, you actually have to work. You have to pull yourself away from the latest video game or binge watching the coolest new TV show. You have to put effort into finding information, process multiple points of view, and then decide what to think for yourself. It takes time and effort. It is so much easier and more entertaining to let someone else tell you what to think, then go back to whatever distraction you're currently numbing yourself with. The scary part is that once you have thought for yourself and make a decision and acted on it, then you have to take responsibility for that decision and those actions. Taking responsibility is terrifying, because what if you get it wrong? Then you'll have to admit you were wrong, face the consequences, apologize, and make amends. You might look bad to people who you want to regard you favorably. People might yell at you. The horror. It takes a measure of fortitude to think for yourself and courage to stand firm for your beliefs in the face of rage of your opposition. And that is why we love you, she says. Ha! And her name is Jennifer. How about that? Pick your chin up. You're the good guys.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Supreme Court ponders the right to pray on the 50-yard line. The right to pray? That's going to be decided by a 9-person Supreme Court? No. No, I don't think that's something we'll ever allow in this country. I don't want to hear about high courts or anything else. You go pray on the 50-yard line or wherever else you want to pray. So be it. Beijing kicks off mass testing after a spike in COVID tests in COVID cases. The one thing that really gives me inspiration right now about how bad we're doing when it comes to the economy and COVID is China's actually worse. Those idiots are locking down their biggest cities. They're totally lost over there. Stupid communists. Secret Soros-funded group works behind the scenes with the Biden administration on policy document show. Again, people want to know why a foreign-born billionaire is allowed to constantly cause such destruction here in the United States of America on purpose, because he does so with the full approval of America's Democratic Party. And that's a fact. All right. Keep your chin up. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com if you want to email me. We'll be back tomorrow for more fun. I promise. That's all.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.